Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's good to be back after your holidays. It is good to be back. It's good to be back on the radio, chatting to you guys, having the crack. And I told you I was doing a house swap. Maria, do you remember this before I was going on a swap with my brother-in-law?
Yeah, in Spain.
Let me just tell you that on paper, the house swap's a great idea. It is a great idea.
Yeah.
But oh my God, the amount of work required to get your house ready for someone else to be in your house. Because you know, like when you're going on holidays, you kind of go, okay, I don't want to leave it a complete kip to come back to. So, but I'll still, we can just let the washing pile up or we can just do whatever.
Paula McSweeney talked about that when she was filling in for you. About cleaning the house before
you go. Yeah.
Yeah, before you go.
Because it's lovely to walk back into a clean house, but at the same time, it's not like there are guests coming clean.
No, it's definitely like washing shoved over in the corner. Yeah. And
this wasn't that. This was and there were points over the weekend before we left kind of going, is this really worth it? And we got there and it really was worth it. It was amazing. Yeah, so we swapped my brother-in-law in Spain in his house. But there was an event which actually Jeannie has already mentioned. She says, missed you, Dave. Thanks, Jeannie. The spider on your holidays. Oh, my God. And I apologize in advance to Maria and anybody else. But when I did put this up on my Instagram, I did put a trigger warning on it, which a lot of people were very grateful for because some people like Maria are freaked out by spiders.
Well, you did text me a trigger warning.
I said, don't watch my Instagram. I said to Maria. Yeah. So basically, here's what happened, right? We're sleeping in the house. And my two boys are sleeping in. Now, when I say the basement, you might think like the cellar in a creepy. No, this is like fancy schmancy. It's got like a gym in it, a bedroom, an ensuite bedroom, like a big telly and all the toys and everything are dead. Yeah. So the lads couldn't have got it. They couldn't have been happier. Yeah. We couldn't even know they were up watching Netflix at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, so they were down there and one of the nights at 1:45. The two lads came bursting in the door and we're like, whoa, you know that way you wake up freaked out, what? Like, Dad, there's a spider in our bathroom, it's so big. And I was like, come on, like, can you not just close the door? Couldn't possibly sleep down there, Dad, it's so big, it's so big. Think it's a tarantula. I was like, it's not a tarantula. Okay, so walk downstairs, look in the bathroom. It absolutely is a tarantula. Right?
No, okay, so hang on. But is that you saying, yeah, because it was huge?
No.
Because that's how we measure it here, because we don't have any tarantulas. We go, it was a tarantula.
Yeah.
And everyone knows that means it's a massive spider. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. This thing is apparently a, to give it its correct term, a tarantula wolf spider, okay?
Oh, gross.
So it's not the big, huge, hairy thing that you see. You know, if someone has it as a pet and it's from Brazil or something like that, you know, a Brazilian wandering tarantula or whatever. However, it is exactly the same shape, but it's probably, I don't know, it's probably the size of a computer mouse. Like, it's not small, right? So anyway, I see this thing and I'm like, okay, first thing I do is like Google, is it dangerous? No, it isn't. It's utterly harmless, right? But it's still massive and I get why the lads are freaked out.
You wouldn't
want to
wake up with that crawling across your forehead.
No. So I look around and I have to capture this thing and release it because the lads won't go to sleep. They'll just climb into our bed and I'm not having them sleeping with us. You know what I mean? So I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm trying to figure it out. So then I looked around the room and the lads are obsessed with golf and they just bought a bucket of used golf balls in a golf shop in Spain. So I said, empty those golf balls into your suitcase and give me that bucket. So it's like, you know the buckets you get candy floss in the news agents?
Yeah,
that
size
of a see-through bucket.
Yeah.
So I decided then that I would go and drop the bucket, upturned bucket with no lid on it, on top of the tarantula wolf spider. This is my first attempt. I do swear, but I swear in German. For some reason, I have no idea why. But this,
the fear.
Yeah. Yes, you can hear the lads are enjoying the excitement. But
So in that attempt, you threw
I dropped it from a height, hoping that it would just land perfectly around the tarantula wolf spider.
See, for me, that would freak me out that you did that.
Yeah.
Because there is a chance that he's going to run and you're going to lose him.
Oh, no.
And then I'm so angry, I can't speak.
Well, right? He ran.
So
that, he ran big time.
Yeah, couldn't cope with that.
So then what I needed, he ran to a corner. Because, look, obviously he's afraid of me. He's afraid of this big, giant thing trying to capture him, right? So I like spiders, right? So I'm trying to be nice to the fella. And then what I did was, I got a golf club, because again, the lads are obsessed that have the golf clubs out there. And I used, it was a driver, so I held the big fat bit of the driver and I used the bottom of the handle to just gently tap behind the spider to get him to walk out of the corner he was in onto a flat part of the ground so that then I would be braver this time and actually place the bucket on top of him. So I scooched it across the floor. This is what happened after the golf club was used.
So you scraped it across it again.
Slowly, just because I didn't want him to move.
Yeah, but he could have.
Yeah, he could have.
Sensing the vibration of something coming towards him.
All of that.
I can't cope with your tactics. They just will not work.
Then I said, okay, now we have him trapped underneath the plastic bucket.
Okay.
That was the success there and the high five and the lads delighted with life. Then I was like, okay, well, what do we do now? Like,
you know, I'd have left it.
No. They wouldn't have
like in Australia, I had a cockroach in the bathroom, yeah. Lived under a glass until the day I was leaving and I took it out and then
ran.
It.
Yeah. No, I got a book. Now, people pointed out on my Instagram when they saw the video that like, oh, good choice of book. It was Monsters, Inc. It was a kid's book. I didn't realise that. But it was, I slid the kind of cover, I kept all the pages off to one side, I slid the cover of it in underneath the spider, grabbed the top and then went outside in the 1:15 a.m. took about half an hour, 1:15 in the morning in Spain. And trust me, my brother-in-law lives on the Costa del Sol, but he lives in a farm. Like, it's 15 minutes from any kind of civilization where he lives. So
there's, so dark.
There are lots of things. It's pitch black, whatever. Anyway, this is the moment where I shouted good luck to Terry the tarantula, we christened him. And I just dropped the bucket over the wall, over the fence at the back, and we all just legged it.
You ready?
Yeah.
We were just running so fast. And the video to all this, by the way, is up on my Instagram. Now, it does have trigger warnings at the start, so don't worry. You won't just automatically go to my Instagram and see a spider. But if you want to see it there's two black videos with the words trigger warning on them on my reels. One of them is, part one is the bit where we're trying to capture it, and part two is the release. So if you're interested, at Dave Today FM is where you can go and see that. But it was adrenaline rushing is not the word. And they are utterly harmless, these things, obviously. But they still look exactly like tarantulas and they're massive. So
gross.
It was a very, very interesting night. Trying to get to sleep after that, not easy. Well, that was my encounter with wildlife on my holidays. You can let me know about yours on 087-4100-102. Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Very thankful Terry the tarantula I encountered on my holidays in Spain didn't go anywhere near my face. That would have been absolutely terrifying. Lots of reaction in an 087-4100-102. Helen says, I totally agree with you, Maria. You're only allowed to attempt to catch or kill if you are fully certain you'll be successful.
Yes. One strike.
First of all, there'd never be any killing involved with me and a spider. I couldn't possibly ever kill. I have to. They do work getting rid of flying creepy crawlies.
Yeah.
That I want them around. Like, we've false widows all around our house, and I'm like, leave them.
I don't want any of them around. I don't want the flying things. I don't want the spiders. I don't want any of it. You only have one chance in my house. That's it.
And then what happens if it fails?
I get annoyed.
Oh, I see. It's straight to DEFCON 5
from Maria. You don't know where it's gone. Like, we had one on Thursday in our house, and it was one of the house spiders, really, really black ones,
yeah.
Really thick legs, blacker than black.
So what did Johnny do?
I actually put a glass over because Johnny was in the shower.
Wow, impressive, Maria.
Yeah, but I didn't use any of your tactics. I literally placed the glass on top of it.
Right.
But even to get that close to it, I squint my eyes so I'm not looking directly at it, but I can still see where it is. So I put it on top of it, and then he got the cardboard underneath and he got rid of it.
Okay, yeah. But that's his job. But he couldn't have failed at that bit. That would have been, you would have just divorced.
But do you know what? I would rather now look after that bit of the trapping and then let him do everything else.
Gotcha.
Because then I know what's done.
Simon in North Dublin says, Dave, I thought the spider video was filmed in Ireland at first. I was preparing my emigration papers. No. And the reaction coming in, Veronica was on as well, actually. Where's Veronica? Here she is.
Hey, Dave. Listen, I seen that story coming up on your Instagram. And when you put the warning on it,
triggering spider. I was like, nope, 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 nope. As for the house you were staying in, that would have definitely been an insurance job. Fall to the ground. Get me out of here. Absolutely no way.
Yeah. I'm not sure my brother-in-law would have let me back if I burnt his house down to the ground because of one wolf spider. Philly has got a point.
Dave, that was me with that spider now. It'd just be like Marv from Home Alone. That's the kind of scream I'd be doing.
You remember Marv's scream? Trying to get the spider off him. And Guido asked a question, Maria, which maybe you haven't thought about.
Yeah. Well, how are you, Dave? Welcome back from your holidays. Any chance you brought the spider home and you're going to keep it as a pet at home?
I didn't plan on it, but Maria, I did get a new work school bag. Look, I got that in Spain. I haven't checked to see if there's any...
Get that out of here.
...collections of wildlife from Spain there. I hope there aren't, but I haven't checked.
I'd bleed and burst you.
You want to get in touch? 087-4100-102. While I was in Australia, I was painting a ceiling with the windows open. Started raining and in comes a spider the size of my hand. Furry. Went and got the local I was working with and pointed out his reply. Ah, it's only a huntsman. Yeah, it comes in because it's raining. Not afraid of spiders, but, you know, this put the fears on me. His best tip was don't kill any spiders as they catch the things that bite you, says G in Galway. Yep.
But some of the spiders bite you.
Oh, well, come on. No, there's like very, very few spiders in the world who are interested in biting you. And if they did, nothing would happen. Like, there's very few that would cause you any issues.
So the flying things, what bites you?
Well, mosquitoes and like horseflies and all those things.
We don't have any Midlands mosquitoes.
Well, you do if you go to Spain, trust me on that. Paul says, Dave, did you not have to sleep in the basement on holidays due to your snoring? No, myself and my wife have our earmuffs and all that kind of stuff that happens. And there was a couple of nights where she went, you know what, you just go on up to one of the other bedrooms. I was like, okay, fair enough.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.